Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Really quick, though. God, Katie was talking about Mexican food off the air.
Yeah.
Is it wrong that I just want to go to lunch and have margaritas and sopapillas?
I mean, it's not wrong.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
Margaritas and sopapillas.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, your stomach might be a little upset, but
no, you'll be happy.
You will be happy.
Oh, exactly. My God.
Yeah. See, if I went, I like sopapillas, but I am more of a flan girl. And if they have flan at a Mexican restaurant, that's the way
flan?
I'm going.
You're going flan over sopapilla?
Flan so much.
Turn this music off.
It's like
off.
The Mexican
creme
brulee.
I don't even know you right
what
now.
What do you mean? Like, it's like straight creamy flan. Custard.
Ugh.
It's so
It's like
good.
Boogers on a plate.
No, it's not.
Flan,
flan
is slimy.
So good. It's all jiggly. Jiggle with
not
it.
Gonna, nope.
No.
Sorry. We can't be friends anymore.
It's got the caramel
anymore.
Stuff
nope.
on top.
All right. We're done.
Yummy.
We're done.
What
we're
do you
done
mean?
You.
That's crazy.
Your time no. is up.
Okay.
We got to get to this email. Flan.
I like flan.
Flan.
What?
It's like eating a loogie.
It's not. Like, it's just
Never
like creme brulee,
Never,
right. but just.
I thought we were done with this.
Okay. Well, you
I got to turn the
back
music
up.
Back off again. You're making me turn my music on and off. I'm so frustrated.
Okay.
Are you done?
Yes. I love flan. And now I'm done.
Okay. Flan is so disgusting. Like, it slides
it
right off
not.
The plate. You should slide right off the plate into the trash. That's how
Where
disgusting
is
it is.
Where has flan done you wrong?
You made
okay?
me do it again.
No, I think that you've just had the wrong flan. You need to go have the right flan.
I need somebody with a strong flan game.
You'll be on board with flan.
All right, we're done with this.
Now
I'm sorry I even brought up sopapillas. It led to this disaster. All right, so I've always said that we are a highly accessible morning show. Our phone lines are wide open every morning. The text line's open. You can send us messages all day long. This one actually came in on my personal Instagram, which is weird, my Shut Up Jeremy. It's a dude named Eric sent me a big old long message. I was like, we could probably talk about this on the show. So he started it off by saying, hey there, Jer Bear. Oh, thanks. That's cute. I think I need to get your take on this. I met this girl in person at a bar a few weeks ago. She's maybe like 5'7 or 5'8. Super cool, great vibe. Been on a few dates since then. Everything's been going well. And then he goes, bro, she's hot. All right.
Okay.
Well, good for you, Eric.
Get it.
He goes on to say, but I am a shorter than average guy. Think about 5'5, he said.
Oh.
And when we met, I was wearing those elevator shoes. They look totally normal, but add about 4 inches on the inside. So this whole time, she's been experiencing the deluxe premium height version of me. He says, I'm starting to freak out a little bit because eventually there's going to be a moment where the shoes are going to have to come off. And when that happens, I shrink like a balloon, which is a pretty funny line.
That, I know, the visual.
He says, I didn't lie to her outright, but I also didn't exactly disclose that I'm rocking internal stilts. I'm worried that she's going to feel blindsided by my height. I wrote back, more like short-sighted.
Oh.
He goes on to say, Jer, can you ask your women listening, hey, women listening, if you found out a guy you were dating is actually 4 inches shorter than you thought, what's your reaction? Would you feel weird about it? Would you be deceived? Would it be enough to make you break things off? Do I come clean now or wait it out? Or maybe like casually bring it up. He goes on with some other scenarios, whatever. He ends by saying, I really like this girl, but I also don't want to get dumped because of my shoes. Thanks, Jer and JKJ. Love you guys. And that's from Eric on my Instagrams. So there is the question before you, ladies. Do you want a short king in your life? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649.
Can you clarify some things for me real quick?
I'll try.
What are elevator shoes?
They're shoes with like lifts in them, essentially. They make you look a little taller.
They're
lifts.
Go 4 inches? Like, they can make
some
you that tall?
Don't look at me, Katie.
I'm
I don't need them.
I know we're all looking
at
Josh.
I don't need them.
You're like 5'4". So.
I know. Josh
Well, like,
an
I got my cowboy
guy,
boots
though.
On right now. Look at this. Like, look at that lift. I mean, that's a good, I mean, my foot's like there. You're looking at least 2 inches
I guess
there.
It's like, yeah, 2 inches.
If I got my cowboy boots on. Look at the phone lines already ringing. I want to hear from the ladies. Is this a deception? Would you still go out with this guy if you got, say, intimate? It doesn't even have to be intimate. You're just at home watching a movie.
Yeah.
He kicks his shoes off, and all of a sudden you're looking down at him. What the frick?
I'm so torn with this right now. I've, like, I want to hear what other people have to say
first. I do
first.
Too. Let's sound off. Give Eric some advice. Specifically, the ladies, have you been in this situation when you found out there's a little false advertising going on?
Well, now I'm wondering. I had no idea that, like, they were a thing, so.
I don't know.
Elevator shoes.
Sound off. I want to get some folks on the air with us today. I want to talk to you. Here's Gino. Hi, Gino.
Hey.
Hey, what's yourself. Happened? What are your thoughts?
Happened? Oh, well, you know, it's one of these little predicaments, but it's not that bad because how do you know she's not wearing the big old high heels, the hooker boots and shit?
Oh, okay. Wow, well, Gino, okay. Coming in hot today.
Right, Gino, head hit wow. The dumb button on Gino. We'll go ahead and move
Sweet
on. Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Jeez.
Don't use potty mouth language like Gino did, all right?
Wow. Okay, I won't.
Good night. Side note, don't ever let Gino back on the air.
I know, yeah.
So, Molly, you sound sweet.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on Eric's situation?
I think he needs to tell her immediately. The longer it goes on, the weirder it's going to be. And I think at this point, it's already weird. The only way to get out of it is to, like, make a joke about it and, like, really make light of it. And then, not to be too blunt, but I think he needs to throw the shoes in the trash because this is the only situation it's going to get him in every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why would you keep wearing these? Because he said that they've been out on a few dates, is his line. We've been out on a few dates. Like, I think what I would do is I would get shoes that are slowly shorter.
There you go.
Is what you need to do, Molly.
I've been this height the whole time.
Yeah, you just slowly start
about.
Shrinking until she doesn't notice.
Yes.
Like, were you taller?
That's brilliant.
That's actually smart. Yeah.
So would you, I got to ask you, Molly, if you were dating a guy and you thought he was like 5'8 or whatever, and then all of a sudden find out he's not, he's like 5'4, 5'3, would that deter you from dating him?
No. Actually, no. I don't think that the shortness, the height difference is a turnoff or a red flag, but I think the shoes are because it highlights that he's insecure about it. And, you know, I'm attracted to confidence, so that's what I'd be looking for.
Wow, that's a pretty solid point.
That's a good way to put it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing is there are so many people out there who really are, like, turned on by somebody's brain, like how smart they are, how they interact with people. Like, looks don't have a lot to do with it. So I think you're right, Molly. I think he's doing himself a disservice in that regard.
You know, if he was short and stupid, you would leave him, though, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, good to
maybe
know.
If he's a really nice guy.
All right. Great smile, though. Molly, thank you for calling in this morning. Really appreciate you. Have a good day.
Yes, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Who else do we got? We got Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So what do you think about...
JJJ, I love you, girl.
Oh, my God, we love you, too.
I love that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, I mean, did I miss something? That I thought I heard that he was honest with her, and he told her that he was wearing...
No, he hasn't told her yet. His line here is, I'm starting to panic because eventually there's going to be a moment where the shoes come off, and he's going to shrink.
Okay. Well, I don't know, unless he's like Prince, what is it, Lord Farquaad, right?
Yeah. Goodness.
When he takes them off, that would be like a huge discrepancy. But other than that, I think, you know, they've gone on a few dates, and it sounds like, you know, there's some connection there. I mean, if she keeps accepting, so I think he should ride the wave and just keep going, you know, but of course, be honest. I think that's most important.
So do you think maybe he shouldn't bring it up, but if she asks him, why do you keep wearing the same shoes or something like that? Otherwise, just keep going?
If he's wearing the same shoes,
Well, they're giving him all the height, right? Yeah. I mean,
did we all get that visual, though, of that prince jumping off the horse in Shrek with the legs still attached to the horse?
As soon as she said it.
We all got that visual, Melissa. Yes, that's dang funny.
No, I don't know. I think, you know, like I said, it sounds like they have a connection if they have gone out on a few dates. So there's something there. But you know what? I mean, who knows how it's going to pan out, but you don't know until you kind of put the cards out on the table, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Thank you for for the laughs, and thank you for listening. You can call whenever you want. You're fun.
Thanks,
Melissa. Love you guys.
Love you.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
You too. Bye.
We get Jill in. Hi, Jilly.
Hey.
Hey. What are you laughing at?
Well, first of all, Gino.
No, well, let's not bring that up again, Jill. Don't repeat it. Don't repeat it. He's short?
No. He must be short.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know when a woman is wearing heels. So,
I know.
Okay.
I know. When he said that, I'm like,
it's uncalled for. He's a short man with a thing.
All right. Okay. All right, Jill. What are your thoughts about Eric?
I like I said, I think it's a lie and misrepresentation, and he's lacking security in his stature.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
As a short woman, I'm only 5 foot, so I've rarely ever had a problem with somebody's height.
You could totally date this Eric guy and be fine.
Ew. No.
You're 5 feet and said ooh to a 5'5" guy?
What's the ooh?
Oh, well, first of all, I'm not single.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Minor detail.
Okay.
Minor detail. No big deal.
I just think he's insecure. I mean, my husband is only, I think he said he was 5'8 when we met, and I called, that.
You called BS on that.
But I'm still okay with, he's 5'6 or 5'7,
Yeah.
Well, he's taller, and he does have neck problems.
that's funny. Here's my thing. I think he needs to come clean. It's not that big a deal. And like Katie alluded to earlier, I mean, women, you got the push-up bras, the water bras.
Yes, that is
I mean, the amount of false advertising with extensions
fake
and
hair,
eyelash extensions and high heels and...
Well, again, but that is all well known, documented. People know we do these things.
And
you
can see it.
You can see it.
Not extensions. I couldn't see that.
But again,
these are things that further down the road.
So that makes it
better. And a push-up bra. If you're wearing a water bra, I'm not going to know
water bra?
What is this, 1995?
It's so funny.
Don't you remember the water bras, Jill?
I've only known about a water bed, a water bra.
Look them up. Do they still make water bras?
Jeremy's an expert on water
bras. Well, I don't need them anymore.
You need suspenders or something.
Water suspenders.
Water suspenders.
That's what we're looking up next.
Look it up really quick. Do they still make water bras?
Well, I'm sure
they
do.
Hey, wait a second.
What?
Can you ask Eric if I could borrow his lift shoe? Oh, right. I could just get hooker boots.
That's right. Go hang out with Gina. Jill, we're done here. We are done here.
Okay.
We are done here.
Well, Eric.
Jill, thank you for calling.
Thanks,
we love you. Have a good day.
Water bras are a thing.
Yeah, I knew
they
it.
Are.
I knew it.
Yes,
major false advertising.
The up bra.
Ooh, swish, swish.